He was a warrior with every breath and wore his battle scars with pride. Coda's voice, when he spoke, was deep and commanding, as it had been during Proxy's impersonation of him. "So I've finally drawn you out of hiding," he turned at last. "I ordered my men to lower the containment field on your approach, and..." On seeing the apprentice, he stopped mid-sentence and looked visibly surprised. "A boy?" With one blindingly fast movement, the lightsaber was in his hand and lit. "After all these months of attacking Imperial targets, Vader sends a boy to fight me!" Grim and silent, the apprentice adopted a fighting crouch. So the trap had been directed not at him, but at his master. The apprentice raised his left hand, and with the power of the dark side, unleashed a bolt of Sith lightning at the renegade Jedi. Coda only laughed. Raising his left hand in a move that was a mirror image of the apprentice's own, he sent the lightning arcing back to its source. The energy struck both of them, hurling them apart. The apprentice was first to his feet, and running as soon as his boots touched the deck. His red blade cut a blur through the air, aimed hard at Coda's throat. The Jedi General ducked and swept his green lightsaber up and down in a lazy attempt to catch him as he went by. That was a move the apprentice had long ago learned to avoid, tucking his head down closer to his center of gravity and rolling in midair, then kicking himself back at his opponent off the nearest wall. This time, he pushed telekinetically as he came, attempting to knock Coda's feet out from under him before bringing his blade to bear. Again, however, Coda deflected his force energies back at him. Again, they were pushed apart. More cautiously, the apprentice circled him, slicing chairs to pieces as he walked, and sending the glowing fragments at his enemy's head. Suddenly, Coda was moving, charging with astonishing speed, behind a furious diversity of strokes. The apprentice retreated with lips pulled back over his teeth. Green and red energies clashed as he blocked blow after blow, and still Coda kept coming, attempting to overwhelm him with sheer determination and speed. The apprentice went back four steps, then stopped. He drew his blade close around him, forming a tight defense in deliberate imitation of the Sarisu style that Obi-Wan Kenobi had favored. Realizing he couldn't penetrate it, Coda backed off and tried a different style. Slow, deliberate, with sudden and devastatingly quick strikes. The duel raged all across the control center, which shook and rattled as the facility around it broke apart. The general was wily and strong, and possessed some moves the apprentice had never seen before. But he was older, and willfully ignorant of the dark side of the Force. Soon his cloak was a smoking rag, and one of his shoulder pads was glowing red hot. The apprentice pressed harder. He caught the general in a chokehold and maintained his grip even though it turned partially back on him. He had been ready for this. His lungs were full. The general, however, clutched at his throat with one hand while barely managing to parry with the other. The apprentice let the fire in his lungs fuel his lust for triumph. Even as darkness crowded around the edges of his vision, he sent objects hurtling at Coda's legs and face, battling him on all fronts. Finally, a fragment of smoking debris struck the general's knees from behind. With a cry of frustration, the flailing Jedi went down, his face purple and eyes bulging. The apprentice relented slightly, letting both have a little air. But before Coda could scramble to his feet, he was on him, pressing down on their locked lightsabers, which sizzled just millimeters from their faces. Coda strained but couldn't force the red blade away.
"Vader thinks he's turned you, but I can sense your future. And Vader isn't part of it."
The apprentice urged the lightsabers even closer to Coda's face. Sweat beaded on the Jedi Master's forehead.
I sense only...
A look of shock and confusion passed over his face.
"Me?"
The apprentice forced Coda's own lightsaber down into his eyes. And suddenly, as though in a vision from out of time, exactly the sort of vision the apprentice sought in the fire of his red blade, Coda's face became that of another man. A man with dark hair and strong features. Features not dissimilar to the apprentice's own. The general cried out in pain. And in that cry, the apprentice thought he heard a man shouting, "Run!"